The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Guys, it's Massey. It's Monday. It's time for a log in on the Met Sea. Monday, whoa, whoa. I wish it was Sunday, whoa, whoa. Fucking Sunday. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie, Waterloo Station, they feel safe and sound. But I don't feel afraid. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Sha-la-la. Hi. You know when you chop an onion? Shall I tell you how to make it so that you don't ever get, so you don't ever get tears in your eyes and cry? This, the bit with the, you know, the knot, the sort of the little bit of hair, hairy bit, the glands are just underneath that. So like down to about there. So this kind of like top 10% of it. If you can avoid chopping that, you can chop all the rest of it however you want. Just avoid chopping that bit and you won't get tears in your eyes. There you go. Right, so The Onion of Blame. I mean, we've been watching all of the... we've been watching the royal thing. Funeral. Pretty impressive, I must admit. I'm not a royalist. I find it all fascinating. Yeah. Just, it's quite impressive. Makes you quite proud to be British, or it does me, and I'm not even that subscribed to the idea of countries. You know, the land under my feet is not Britain, it's just land. Some other people called it Britain. Anyway, that's another thing entirely. I find it quite fascinating, and I've actually not been that bored watching it, and it's my wife's birthday, so she wanted to watch it, but... So happy birthday, Caroline. And I know you won't watch this because you never watch anything that I ever do because you don't care. So The Onion of Blame. One of the best pieces of advice that I've ever been given was when you just take ownership of things, when you stop blaming things, no matter what it is, never blame anything, your life will improve instantly. If you take control by stopping blaming anything, and don't get me wrong, we all have things we could blame, but never complain and blame. You take control of your life and life truly becomes yours. You take ownership and it's almost like a weight is lifted off your shoulders. You feel in control and you become happier or almost instantly. But you have to be the one who makes a decision. You don't tell people I've stopped blaming. You don't tell people I've taken control. You actually believe it. I'm taking control now. I'm not blaming anyone anymore. I'm the one to blame, if anyone, no one else, you know. Make that decision internally, things start to change. But we don't, to come to that decision, we don't cut the onion, we don't chop it, we peel it. We peel the onion back and get to the core of the onion. If I see a blamer, if I see someone who blames things, people, whatever, I see a weak person. Children, little kids are dependent on adults. Little kids are dependent on people coming through for them. They require help from other people because they just don't know what to do in order to survive in the world yet. That's little kids, and there's still adults that are like that. By adults by age, but by sensibilities, they're still children. When you become self-dependent, finally, whenever that is, that's when you become an adult. You might not be an adult until you're in your 50s. When you're fully self-dependent. I know people who are almost on their deathbed, old people, who are still children, really. They're so reliant on everything and everyone else, and they always have been, and they've loved living their life that way, and that's fine by them. But other people have to sacrifice for you, so you can never become a responsible person. And then, after the next step after being dependent is become interdependent with other dependent people, and that's when the sum of the grand sum of the parts becomes bigger than the whole, becomes more than the sum total of the parts, if that makes sense. Like, there's more power in four batteries together than you would be able to get out of four individual batteries. I don't know if that makes sense, but interdependence is the true apex of communication. But you only get to interdependence through becoming independent first. When you're independent, you're a relied upon person. You're trustworthy. Leaders are independent and interdependent. Babies, scroungers, and just general, dead weights of society are they're just not dependent. They're blamers. So the first layer of the onion of blame, we might blame our circumstances first. We blame our circumstances because it's the easiest thing to blame. I just don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. They're the two easiest ones, time and money. But there's lots of other circumstances that you could blame too. At the end of the day, everyone has the same 24 hours. Every single person on the planet has 24 hours. We all have the same amount of time. So it's how you are willing to allocate that time that matters. What are you willing to give up in order to make the most of those 24 hours? Because there's someone else with the same amount of time and the exact same resources as you doing way more with it than what you are. And that's a choice that they've made. And you could say, well, not everyone starts at the same place. Some people start ahead of others, watching the royal funeral. People start behind. I were born nearly exactly the same time as Prince William. His son were nearly born at exactly the same time as my son. You could argue they've had a head start, but I can't do anything about their position that they've been born into. All I can do is control my next step. What's my next step that I can take? Not, well, William's got this, so, oh, what's point in me even trying because he's already got that? It's like, no, what can I do with what I have? So I can focus on and execute on my next step, whatever that next step may be. So the first thing that we like to blame is, in the onion of blame, is our circumstances. But once we've got rid of that layer, and we're down to the second layer, we'll start to blame other people next. Authority. People have authority over us. It's easy to blame people with authority over us because we'll never be able to gain authority over them. So it's like, oh, what can I do? They're in charge. They tell me what to do. We've just got to do what they say. We're having wool pulled over our eyes and, it's all this big, big thing in order to, keep us down and blah, blah, blah. Or we might blame our family, people within our family, the circumstances within our family. But everyone who I'm almost certain that every single human, 100% of the people that you know, lives by the same rules. And yes, there are people who live by different rules, but they're so far, few and far between that we don't ever come across them. Generally, people live by the same rules. So if we're all generally living by the same rules, why, what grounding do you have to blame other people? They're playing by the same rules as you. Play the game. Are you a victim or are you resourceful? What would you rather be? Would you rather be a resourceful human who figures things out, Or would you rather be a victim and not even try? Because what's point? Because I'm a victim, so I can't do anything about it. It's a choice. You get to make it. Figure it out. Figure it out. Become resourceful. Stop blaming other people. And once we've peeled back the onion again, getting towards the core now, once we've realised that it's not other people, we actually realise that it's us. We blame ourselves. And the way we might deal with blaming ourselves is through avoidance. We might avoid responsibility. We're scared of getting figured out. This is where I finally get figured out. Oh, shit, I've been a fraud all along. What do I do? You know, we're all blagging it. We're all trying to figure it out. But someone who's stopped, maybe, you know, they're responsible enough to stop blaming circumstances and blaming others, but they're really secretly maybe a bit insecure, like we all are. We blame ourselves. So we put a front on. We front into the world. We're not being fully authentic because we're masking our really vulnerable core. There's a quote by a guy called T. Harv Eker, and it's what is it? Our outer world reflects our inner world. I think if you accept who you are, that's all you can do. Just accept who you are. At the end of the day, nobody, if you understand that nobody's perfect, no one, not one single human on the planet is perfect. We're all imperfect. We're all perfectly imperfect. That's what we all are. And no one gives a fuck about you. You think the world revolves around you, nobody cares about you at all. No one's even thinking about you. So that front that you're putting on, you're just doing it for yourself, really. You know what I mean? Because no one really cares enough about you to put a front, to care what this front is, what you're even putting on. So, but then when we finally get to the core, we realise that, you know, nobody really cares about you, and we truly realise that nobody's perfect, and I'm not perfect. So fuck it. Who cares? I'm just gonna live my life now. The centre of the onion. When you peel the onion back, so many layers that, in fact, there ain't even a layer there. There's nothing there. It's enlightenment. Pure enlightenment. There's nothing there tangible. And you realise that things just are. Things just are the way they are. That's it. Whatever the circumstances, whoever the people are, however you've been born and whatever kind of person that you've become, things just are the way they are. And when you realise that, stress and blame fall away completely. There's no more stress and blame. Now look, I'm not fully enlightened. I don't for a second pretend to be, but I'm working on it. And even the most enlightened people in the world need reminding. They need to keep renewing the faith. They need to constantly stay in growth, in a growth mentality all the time. They need to keep reaffirming it to themselves. But at the end of the day, having hope and expectation leads to unhappiness and anxiety. Things are the way they are. Hoping things and expecting things to be a certain way and it not being met is a recipe for unhappiness. Just accept that things just are the way they are. And the onion of blame falls away. I'll see you later on, guys. I love you. Bye.